Welcome to the Behavior Corner Podcast with Barb Rova. Barb created the Behavior Corner after almost two decades of working side by side with families to improve their children's behavior. This is a supportive place for parents to come together to learn how to manage powerful emotions, negative behavior choices, and the chaos that we experience along our parenting journeys. In the Behavior Corner, we share professional, practical, and positive parenting advice. These are the tools that will give you a strong foundation to make positive behavior changes in your children a reality. Get ready. This is going to be great.
Welcome to this edition of the Behavior Corner. Today in the corner, we are reflecting on the 2018 holiday season as we take a look forward into 2019. It's going to be a new year, and we are going to have a new perspective. As we get started today, is to talk about how the holidays went. That is a very important thing to do. We have talked a little bit about this in our very recent podcast talk show about how we felt we could make the holidays the best possible that they could be. And we talked about how to survive the holidays. And I'm so glad that we were able to get together to do that, because in the midst of the holiday festivities with my family, which occurred on more than one day, we had some not so positive behaviors from the kids. We had tears, we had whining, we had a few meltdowns, and it all came back to one of two things. The primary reason we saw those behaviors in our kids on the holiday season was because they were tired. And I told you that one of the big reasons why behaviors would be out of whack for the holidays is because of lack of sleep. Our kids are tired. Their emotions are running crazy. They're excited. Holiday time can bring a wealth of emotions, and not all positive necessarily. So we needed to keep that in mind. We needed to keep in mind too that their sleep schedules, their rest schedules, their daily routines were different. That throws kids off too. So remember, we said things were not going to be normal. We don't expect them to be normal. But I wanted to reach out to you because we did talk about that. And I wanted you to know that I too experienced the increase in negative behavior choices from my kids. We dealt with it. We used the patience, just like we talked about. I kept in the back of my mind, I know this is because he or she is tired. How can we make this better for later on in the day? How can we prevent this for tomorrow? Because I see it happening. The other reason that things were not going well, which definitely was not a primary reason by any means, but it was sibling rivalry. And that happens, guys, even if sleep is intact, right? So that was really the other factor that we had going on during the holiday time with my family. Siblings getting on each other's nerves. And definitely, above all, the lack of rest, because we were out of our norm. We were not following routines, because that's what the holidays dictated. But because my kids had support, we survived. We made it through. Yes, we had some tears, but we used that as that bonding time that we talked about right before the holidays came rolling around. So keep that in mind as you move forward. Depending on when you are tuning in to the corner today, you may have another holiday in front of you. In fact, we're recording this on New Year's Eve, so you could have another one right on its doorstep. So keep that in mind and be a support, not a hindrance to your kids. If they're having a difficult time, they're showing you that, it's because they need something. They need something from you. So decide what that is. Is it rest? Is it empathy? Is it a hug? You're in control of that. So as we move on, tomorrow is 2019, and we have titled this podcast, New Year, New Perspective. Yes, we are in the time that a lot of people create new goals for themselves for the new year, correct? Getting in shape, being more healthy, giving up sweets, making better parenting decisions. I don't know. I don't know what it is for you, but I wanted to throw that out there today because yes, we are on the dawn of a new year. And there are different ways to look at the situations that are presented in front of us. It's still you. You are still a parent. You will still have children. However, we can take that you and create a perspective, a new, fresh perspective. How do you want things to go in 2019? Before we answer that question, I want you to know that you have a lot of choices. You, my friend, are able to dictate how your 2019 year starts and how you will choose to parent your children in 2019. Will you plan to just merely survive? Or will you plan to flourish? Will you plan to feel empowered and feel renewed in your abilities and your knowledge to address your children's behaviors, their needs, their wants, and to do it confidently? Only you can answer that question, but the great news is that you will have all the tools to say yes to all of those questions and more. There are a lot of foundational pieces that go into parenting. And those few, they just scratch the surface of what parents talk to me about. They're are a lot of ways to get on board this parenting bandwagon journey and have a rockin' year for 2019. So I don't know if you guys have seen, I've seen it actually on a t-shirt. You may have seen it in a quote, keep the tiny humans alive. Yes, that is one of our goals that we need to make sure we're doing on a daily basis. Please keep your tiny humans alive. And I think that goes back to my quick reference to survival. Are you just trying to survive? And guys, legit, some days parenting is surviving. The best we can do is survive, especially, I'm giving a shout out right now to all of my listeners and my friends and my family who have young children. I mean infants and toddlers. The best you can do is to just keep the tiny humans alive. Okay? You're not showering. You're not sleeping. You're definitely not keeping up on the dishes, laundry, and the floors being washed. You are in survival mode. And as long as you can get to the end of the day and say, I fed the baby, I kept the baby safe, all of the tiny humans are alive, and I'm still breathing. I did it. I had a successful day. I am rocking 2019. That's all you need to do. And that actually sounded not the way I wanted it to sound. That's not all you need to do. That is a very full day. Feeding, changing, and keeping the tiny human alive. Humans in many cases. That is a jam-packed full day. That, my friend, is your parenting expectation until your kids become a little bit more independent. So your goal for 2019 to feel an empowered human being parenting young children is to survive and to keep the tiny humans alive. You do those two things and you, my friend, are successful. And I don't take that lightly because when you are a new parent, that's all you can do. And that is a lot. So how about those of you who have even older kids? and you strive, you are striving to be that perfect parent. And I even remember when I had those little guys that we just talked about, I tried doing it all and I just ended up crying like a puddle because I couldn't. It is not feasible to be a perfect parent. In fact, my soapbox here of being perfect goes on to say that no one is perfect, whether you're a parent or not. Whether you have five children or one child, there is no way to be perfect. And how dare we try and fulfill the role of a perfect parent when it is inaccessible? We are setting ourselves up to fail. And guys, that is not fair. That is not fair for you. It's not fair for your children, and it's not fair for those people around you, because this will not end well. You are not perfect. There is no perfect. Guys, that is the reality. So you have people that drop by or even a planned visit and your house is a mess? Guess what? You've kept the tiny humans alive. Guess what? You're meeting the needs of your kids. Guess what? You're taking care of yourself. That is being a perfect parent in my mind. And I actually call that pseudo perfect parenting. I give it that name because we just said there's no perfect parenting. But if we can embrace this word perfect, we can pair it with the word pseudo and come as close as possible to parenting our children in a pseudo-perfect way, which at the end of the day may just mean you're keeping those tiny humans alive and you're getting up and you're trying again the following day. And we try again. And we keep breathing. And we try again. For those of us who are trying to improve the behavior of our children, we're trying to improve the relationship that we have with our older children. We're trying to constantly form a positive bond between us and our children, to keep those connections strong, to ensure to the best of our ability, and I laugh because there is no crystal ball and there is no way to ensure anything in life, but we are trying our best to create positive behavior choices from our kids. So we're left with thinking, what is it that I can do in 2019 to get a do-over in something that I'm not happy with? What is it that I want to change as a parent? Even just one thing, because I find, guys, when I have charged myself with a rather large task and I try to pick away at it one miniature task at a time, I don't get anywhere because I have all of these tasks to accomplish on my to-do list instead of just looking at one thing. So we don't need a whole list here of how you plan to be the pseudo perfect parent winner of 2019. Because if you have a large list, my friend, it's not going to happen. So don't even bother. I want one thing. One do-over that you would like to have as a parent. One decision, perhaps, that you wish you didn't make. One decision that you could take back. Or perhaps it's your interaction style with your kids. Or perhaps it is a behavior within your children that you would like to see changed for 2019. Decide what that one thing is. And you know what? If you achieve it early on in 2019, great, we will add another one. But I want you to have that thing. And then I want you to listen very carefully, because I have a secret. I have a secret I need to fill you in on about your one thing. Are you ready? This is an amazing golden nugget that I have for all of you listening. The secret is that you, my friends, have the power to make this do-over a reality. You have the power to make change in your life, to make the change that you want to have. You have the power to make it a reality. And yes, even changes within your children are within your power. And I'm going to explain that a bit, because you know that I'm a huge believer in the fact that free will dictates all of our decisions, including our children's. So if our kids want to behave in a certain way or make certain behavioral decisions, guess what? They can, because they're in charge of themselves. However, working with hundreds and hundreds of families and parents, I have seen firsthand when parents can embrace a new perspective, a new way of thinking, and use some new parenting tools, the change that they then see in their children's behaviors is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing, guys. And yes, you have control over that. You can do this by selecting one change for yourself. One parenting change for 2019. And then we can break down how we're going to make that your reality. Because it is possible. It is possible. I've done it before. I've seen it in action before. And I know which plans are most beneficial to make that happen. So if you don't have a focus yet for 2019 for parenting, okay, you'll get there. Put some time into thinking about it. Tune in to our broadcast and figure out, when you're in the corner, what is it that my family could really benefit from? That is what Behavior Corner is here to do, to help empower you to make changes within your life to promote positive behaviors within your family. We will do this together. And to get our creative juices flowing even more, I'm sharing with you some of the hot topics. Hot topics. These are so hot because you guys, as my audience, have come to me again and again over the years asking for advice and guidance on these very things. And guys, raising kids doesn't change. So these are the situations that I hear again and again and again over my almost two decades of working with families. These are the hot topic issues. And I am going to name a few for you. And these are going to be some of the topics that I'm going to be providing solutions for you in 2019. And we have already started today by just focusing in on something that you would like a fresh perspective on, something you would like to tangibly change in your home. Here's a few other ideas that fall under that category of hot topics. Communicate with your children so you know how to help them. Learn how to cope with tough situations and teach your kids how to cope as well. That is going to create much more peace in your home. Be able to increase your parenting confidence and improve the quality of relationships that you have with your kids. How about you feel like you don't have enough time as a parent? How about more time? How do we get more time as a parent? We're going to talk about that. How do we improve overall behavior, negative behaviors from our kids? And how do we know which coping tools or skills are best matched with our age child? And there are more, guys. There is more. I have an entire list of solutions that I plan to provide to you in 2019 right here in the Behavior Corner. So tune in to our podcast, tune in on our Facebook Live, reach out to us. This is going to be incredible. 2019 is your year to shine as a parent. You just need to figure out that one thing that you want changed. Just one, and we'll take it from there. Until next time, I encourage you, be brilliant and empowered.
Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Come and visit us on our other social media platforms, including our fan page found on Facebook, Behavior Corner LLC, and our amazing closed group where even more goodness happens at Raising Kids, Behavior Solutions That Work. And of course, a shout out to Barb is always available at barb@behaviorcorner.com.